Welcome to the Blah Blog. We are your hosts. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Diana. So, Prime Week. It's Prime Week. No, seriously, though. Have you bought anything?
Yeah. Of course I did.
Of course.
Okay. So, I was trying not to buy things because I saw this thing on TikTok. I was like, you right, girl. And she was like, don't buy things on two things I saw. Don't buy things on Prime Week. Like, unless you needed them before. Like, you don't need them because they're on sale.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's smart. I was like, you know what, girl? You're right. I don't need them. Well, then, but it's like 4 days. So I had 4 days to think about how I needed nothing.
Is it still going up?
I think today's the last day.
Oh, okay. So now you guys know when we filmed.
Yeah, right?
I don't need... Well, actually, yeah, I do.
See?
There's one that's thing what I do need.
And then this other person, but you know how Prime Day is like kind of a scam?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you heard that. Like people the day before, I'm going to do this next time. They put everything in their cart and then they took a picture of it to see how much stuff was.
Oh.
Because sometimes Amazon will be like, oh, it was $40. It's giving like MSRP. You know, when you TJ Maxx and it'll be like MSRP, $112 price. $12. So that they kind of do that. They'll mark it up and then bring it down. So I was like, damn, that's smart to take a picture of it. Because then you can know, like, should I really buy it because it's on a good sale?
Yeah.
Or they said they saw their total. Like one girl was like, my total yesterday was $27 and today it's only $23. Like,
so it wasn't that much of a difference.
All to say, yes, I did buy stuff. I bought.
You got to be careful.
If you didn't know, I'm a baker. So I bought like a bunch of baking stuff that I've been needing.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say I did need it anyway. And it was a little bit on a sale. It wasn't on a crazy sale, but I was like, no, I need it anyway. And this is a decent sale. And then last night I couldn't sleep. So naturally I looked on TikTok, what to buy?
Oh my gosh.
Don't do that. But I realized I don't have moisturizer. Like I actually don't.
Yeah.
Every day I've just been not wearing it. My face has felt
the
Sahara Desert. Yeah.
And with the heat.
Yeah.
Right now.
I felt like, do you watch SpongeBob? Do you ever watch SpongeBob?
Yeah,
like
so the child. Like,
yes. That wasn't what I was thinking of. But yes, that is, yep, that's the one. So then I went on TikTok. Have you ever heard of the brand Medicube?
No.
I think it's like a Korean skincare brand.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone likes it. So I bought some of that. And then there was another brand called Bioma. And it was only $7. So I was like,
oh,
it's free.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
That's coffee.
And yes, true. And it lasts me longer. And then Mitchell he said that he's looked for these everywhere and he can never find it cheaper. It's a Roomba that mops and vacuums.
Every time you say and, I think of your other video. And.
And vacuums. So mops and vacuums. And he's like, I couldn't even find the fake brand for under $200.
Dang.
That was $140. That's pretty good. That one's pretty good.
Yeah, when they're good like that, it's worth it.
Especially because he's been researching. Apparently. Yeah. I didn't know that he's been researching. But apparently he's been wanting one of those and he found it.
That's cool.
Is that all I bought? I think that's all I bought. Oh, that's all?
That's it.
That's it. A bunch of bowls. Like, they're called Banneton's bowls for my sourdough bread. I forgot what other baking stuff I got, but I got a big batch of baking stuff.
That's cool.
That's cool. Do you need anything?
Yeah. The only thing I need, technically, is a portable charger.
I bet you there's one on sale.
Yeah. Well, I looked on Amazon yesterday, and it was like $15. Which I don't know, like,
how much they are.
Price for, yeah.
I feel like the portable charger that Mitchell and I have is the best freaking portable charger in the world.
What'd you get?
Probably Amazon.
I'm going to need you to send me a picture of
that. It's a good one. It is. Do you need it for your run? Or just in general?
For the marathon, yeah.
Okay, I have the small version.
I'm probably going to die. Yeah.
Speaking of money, do you remember when... Speaking of greed of Amazon,
I remember
working in the salon and we had a new owner coming and she came in and was like, hi, everybody. I want everyone here to make a lot of money. And I was like, okay, I'm down with this. You know, that was like the first thing she said, I'm like 2 minutes in. Anyway, so everyone needs to make money. I was like,
I know, okay. We all want to make money.
Yeah, 4 minutes in. Anyways, we need to make money. And like, you'd think a whole speech of just meeting people would be like, hi, nice to meet you. This is who I am.
Yeah.
I guess she did. I was going to say these are my business morals, but I guess she did tell us what they were.
Money. No, seriously, because I feel like, well, I feel like there's a different way to say it.
Totally.
Too.
I agree.
Like, obviously, like, you can bring that in, but to bring it up multiple times, that's where I was like,
Yeah, I think you could say it better, right? Like, I want everybody here to be successful.
Yeah.
But, like, successful to me doesn't mean I'm making $1 million a year.
Yeah.
Like, successful, at least behind the chair. Don't get me wrong. I want to make a lot of money. But I also only want to work, like, 3 days a week. And if I only work 3 days a week, perhaps I'm not going to make as much if I work 5 days. Like, I might be taking a pay cut. But that's worth it to me, personally.
Yeah.
I feel like it is to you, too.
No, same. And I feel like there's obviously different instances and scenarios where, you know, because there's a lot of people I know that do extensions that don't work 5 days and they make a lot of money. Mm-hmm. But again, that's like a luxury service or like more luxury than like haircuts, colors, things like that. So they're able to like make it work and stuff. But.
And I still think even for them, like if they open up 5 days, they would probably make more money.
A lot more.
Yeah, because you'd be opening up spots. And if you have like a 3 month wait list or whatever they have, if you open up more, you'll get it. But it's worth it.
To like, not have as like it's fine taking that pay cut and have some extra freedom.
pay cut as they make 300,000 a year. No, something literally. Crazy. It's, you know, a lot of money. But it is true. I feel like you would.
Yeah.
But I feel like some of these people, not some of these people, like, I don't know, just the people who are money hungry. Like, because I went to my other salon once I moved to that salon and she was just not like that. Like, she just wanted everyone to be happy and successful and, you know, do you need any support? Do you need any help? That was the thing about the other one too. Like, you want me to make a lot of money, but don't have any resources for me?
Yeah.
Stop. No sales. Not that you need a sale, but you didn't give us a break on retail. I don't know. That was wild. That was a wild
The break on retail. I know.
That was a wild
That label. Was the craziest one. And like, it was nice to get like, I got confirmation from like other people. It was like, oh, how much does,
oh, tell do a story. That's a good off? One. So typically when you do hair, you get like, well, in a salon, in my experience, you get like wholesale pricing for product. So like if we have Orbe, we'll get it at like the price that they sell it to you. This salon. Wholesale.
Yeah.
That's freaking the wholesale price. But the reason for that is so you can use it on people. Like, it's not like we're buying a bunch of stuff to use on ourselves and take home.
Yeah.
But the objective is like that you buy a lot, you buy all of it. So you can use it on your clients so that they can experience it and they can buy it. So typically it's at a lesser rate so that you can stock yourself up. But what do you get?
It was 10%, right?
Yeah,
10%. I was like, 10%, that's only the tax.
Yeah, like, literally, that's only the tax.
Yeah, and to me, it was like, okay, so then I started asking, like, I told Brian, I was like, can you ask your barber? Because, like, how much does he get or whatever, how much he gives his, I don't know if he's part owner exactly, but I pretty much told him to tell him, right? And then I asked my best friend to tell, like, where she works, I just asked her. I was like, I'm not, like, crazy, right? Because from what I remember also, I think the salon where I worked with her, I didn't even pay for product because I was an employee. Mm-hmm. I was commissioned. So, like, I just got the product. Mm-hmm. Like, everything was provided to me. So, I feel like I didn't really, like,
experience.
Yeah.
That. Yeah.
And it was kind of like I told both of them. I was like, I don't know if, like, with our previous owner, if she was just really nice about it and stuff, or if this is the way it is, you know, or if it's supposed to be that way. And both of them were like, no, that's freaking insane. Like, you don't do that.
Because it'd be like, oh, you can use back bar and you go and there's nothing there.
Yeah.
Or it's empty.
Yes. You're like,
I guess I'm not selling this because who would buy it if they can't try it? I wouldn't.
Yeah. I'm Which realistically, I feel like you're not supposed to. As far as product, like, you make that you money from, you don't make the money from, like, selling it to your employees.
Yes.
You make the money by them selling it to their clients.
I was
going to
say that, yeah. You shouldn't be making money in that way.
Yeah.
Off of your employees or off your stylists. You make so much off of them already.
Yeah.
I don't, like, do the math. I'm like, damn, some of these salon owners are making bank just on rent. Mm-hmm. It is expensive to, you know, upkeep a salon.
Yeah.
I know you had thought about wanting to own a salon. I feel like I would never.
Really?
It's just so
I still
much.
Feel like, I feel like I would, but I would want to do it with someone because it is a lot. Mm-hmm. And secondly, I'd keep it smaller.
Yeah.
Thirdly, where was I going with that? The reason I say people should own a salon is because they want to create their own environment, uh-huh. like the way they want it to be. And I feel like, honestly, that's kind of why I moved into the suite, because I was like, I need something more me. Because mm-hmm. I remember you telling me like, oh, why don't you go to this salon or this mm-hmm. salon? I think Jaden even told me like, oh, you could totally do good in this salon too. Like, you know, and I was just like, it's not my vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
And realistically, I didn't really want to get to know new people. I was
that's
like,
that's hilarious. I don't need new friends.
I don't know.
But maybe if there was a salon vibe fit your vibe, maybe you would have felt different, like, right? You would have gone in. It would have been like, because I feel like right now, at least where we live, like what's in is like more, almost it's giving like club in a salon. That's what someone told me once. They were like, that's like a club in that salon.
Yep. Or like, it's so loud
in
there.
And that's what it is.
I can't do that.
And then we go into your suite and you're like listening to Sade.
Yeah.
Which I love.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but it's just
vastly a different vibe. Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, for sure.
Which I feel like with our old owner, that was her vibe too. Literally, that is what we listen to also in their Sade.
Mm-hmm.
And like Sousa and stuff.
Yeah. And it was nice.
It was nice. It wasn't too loud.
Yeah. It's like a good medium, you know? Yeah.
Real plants, not fake plants.
Me, Omo. My plants haven't died yet. Nicole, when she's... So I told her when I was moving to the suite, I was like, I think I'm going to get some fake plants. And she's like, you can't do that.
Mm-mm.
And I was like, but I don't know.
Only
how to
fake
keep
bitches
plants
have fake plants.
The new owner did have fake plants.
The shade.
Literally why she told me. She's like, no. And it was actually funny because I remember clients being like, oh, so you guys had like all real plants and now just to change them to fake plants. And I was like,
so the old owner of the salon that Diana and I were together had like so many plants.
Yeah.
But they were all beautiful. Like people always said how pretty our plants were.
Yeah.
And she like loved her plants. Our salon owner loved her plants and she kept them all alive so good. Like they never died.
Yeah.
She had so many and they never died.
Crazy. No.
And then when the new owner came, people did notice
that
there wasn't real plants. They're like, oh, the plants.
Yeah.
Everyone liked our plants.
No, for sure. And it's funny because now, like, okay, so I made a little pact with Nicole. I was like, look, I will get real plants, but if they die, I'm replacing them with fake ones because I'm not going to keep killing plants. I'm just.
And it's funny. I mean, plants are expensive.
Yeah.
Like, really expensive.
Yeah, so she told me that was fair. But so far, it's been over a year and I have not killed a plant yet.
Yeah,
so
they're all thriving.
Yay me.
They're doing so good. I did. Your elephant ears are looking big.
I just repotted one and it did get a little like moldy. Like I think the water, like it wasn't air but lady. I don't know what the term was. I literally took a picture on ChatGPT and
And he said,
what's wrong here? Why does it have these little dots?
Did she tell you exactly what was wrong?
And how to fix it? It was just,
I love
so
her.
I had to like take off all the soil, try to take off all
did
the
it have like root rot?
It wasn't, I don't know if it said root rot or like it was building up
had
like
lice?
No, it was maybe a version of lice for plants. It was these like white little dots that were on it.
Oh.
So I pretty much just had to like take that off. It was like rinse the roots off and stuff. And I just had to resoil it.
Oh,
they're like, if you're using the same pot, they're like disinfected. That's and like hilarious. Like wash it off and everything. But I was repotting it into a bigger one because
have you seen how much
time.
Money the lice people make?
No.
I thought of doing that. I know somebody and their whole family got lice. So they paid a person to come. And it was late at night. It was like everything that you can add an addition to.
Yeah.
It was a lot of work because you know how much work it is to take out lice. They made like $1,000 that night, like $1,200.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I really did it with the extension. So.
Oh man. But I was like, dang. That's a lot of money to make.
It is. No, it is.
Plus tip.
I don't want to say just to take out lice because
No.
My head's already itchy.
Yeah. That I didn't realize that they charge that much money. They're expensive.
Yeah, I'm going to keep scratching my head now.
Sorry. Everybody listening is like, just go. But I couldn't. I think my friend told me they paid anywhere between like 15, 17, something like that after tip.
Wow.
They were good tippers.
I mean, yeah, I probably would too.
You're like, if we're doing that.
Yeah, I would feel bad.
That tiny little comb.
Yeah, and having to make sure, like, well, all your stuff too, right? It's like.
They were, it was so expensive too because it was a house call.
Yeah.
Well, oh, all your like pillows and stuff? Oh.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that person's coming back.
Well, I even mean even the.
Oh my gosh, and then a recheck to come back.
The stylist to go. Well, there are tools and stuff also.
I toss it.
Yeah, that's why. Well, that's why. Like, you have to replace everything mm-hmm. every time you do it. So that makes sense. I guess that's where.
That's true. You have to get all like disposable stuff, one time use for literally everything.
Yeah.
That's true.
Because that's where like overhead comes in, right? Like, that's what I feel like people don't understand.
How much
salon overhead?
Yeah,
it's a
like,
lot.
And it's not as easy as just color, right? Like,
yeah,
to, even wear and tear, like on your blow dryer, you just had how much was your blow dryer when you bought it?
Like $650.
Yeah, and it died, and it didn't even die. Yeah. It died like 2 years later, didn't it? No, not that soon. But it wasn't. Haven't had it long.
Had it that long, and I've had blow dryers last longer.
You probably like three years? Yeah, huh?
I think literally. Like 3 years. I was so sad.
That is sad. That's really expensive.
And then to replace it, I think now it's like more like $750. Because
they have the better version
plus
of it.
Tax. No, the exact same one because they have inflation. Different versions because they just have, I think, two below the one I had. And then they have the one I have. And then I think they have one or two above it. Like, uh-huh. I think mine was like the middle one. And I looked at it and it was $750. But then, like, plus tax and all that stuff,
oh,
it
so
ended
you're
up being,
at close
like,
to eight.
Yeah.
Is that why you didn't re-get it? Repurchase?
Well, yeah,
because it died?
Yeah. And because it, well, the dying, it dying pissed me off. Because I was like, I've dropped blow dryers, like, in worse places. Like, literally, the chair wasn't even that high off of the floor. Like, I've dropped it off of my, the tray.
Your
which
old
I
one?
Have it higher.
Your
yeah,
current.
Just, like,
yeah.
Other places. Like,
I dropped mine. Not this one. I haven't yet. I mean, mine was only $48. It was on sale. finding the sales again. I think it was like $150 one. And one of our friends had posted like, hey, stylist, they're at Cosmo Prof for $40.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what? So I went and I was like, oh my gosh, it's here. I was so happy because I did need a new one. I was like, $40?
Yeah.
Even if it only lasts me a year, who cares?
Yes, yeah, see, $40? If it was $40, I would have been like, oh, whatever. I'll
money
buy it
well
again.
Spent. 3 years? Good
yeah.
For you, girl.
No, but that did not work out for me.
What's the new blow dryer you got?
I got the Paul Mitchell one. It's like I think it's the Nero one. But I really like it so far. It's nice and tiny. It folds and it's
oh,
a
that's
little
cool.
Compact.
I notice it. Like,
yeah.
Fits in your drawer and everything. Like mm-hmm. Very easily.
So, because that was the other thing with the other one too. It was pretty big. So
yours is quite long. I yeah. Hit you often with it when I used it because the barrel on it was so long.
Yeah.
And it was kind of heavy.
It was. Yeah.
I feel like so you didn't think it was heavy before because you're used to it. But now that you have this one, it was heavy, right?
Yeah. No, it was.
And I think it might have just been because the barrel was so long on it. Like, it felt weird.
Mm-hmm.
So this one probably feels like nothing. Probably feels like air.
Yeah.
Because I saw how little it is.
I had to get used to the other one first.
With how long it was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. I think I probably whacked a few clients too.
Sorry, guys.
And then with this one gets really hot. So I have burned a client before.
Oh no.
And I'm like, sorry.
One
my
time
heart
I,
drops this, every time.
One time I disassociated and I was like children like, ow, I'm like, oh, we came back to life. My bad. I was not
that's
thinking.
The worst.
My brain turned
I
off.
Hate that. Oh my god.
Because the sound, I think the sound is soothing. It's like white noise.
Yeah.
The blow dryer. So I'm like,
no, for sure.
But yeah, it's true. Like with the overhead. So like there's that, buying your blow dryer. It's just not as easy as color and developer and like,
yeah.
Like it's every your combs.
Well,
combs
it's
aren't even
everything.
Cheap.
I know.
Even my cheap combs,
that
like not
pisses me off.
It's not like
sometimes.
I'm buying YS Park. Like I'm okay. Literally going to cause. Oh wow, I struck a chord.
Do you? No, this shit was hilarious. It's actually funny. So when I was like getting the stuff for the suite, I was telling Brian, I was like, you know what pissed me off? What was more expensive than I thought it was?
combs.
No, a stupid trash can.
Trash cans are so expensive.
I was like, this trash can is almost the same price of the cabinet that I got.
And all it does is hold trash. Yes. Yes, I have heard of that, of trashes being like $100.
Yes. Which feels absurd. I got mine for like $70 because I got it at Marshall's.
And per, what is it, per state board, you have to have a lid. It has to have a lid,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. So it can't just be like a regular.
It can't be a little plastic thingy. It has to be a fancy one.
Dang. Yeah, that should
$80 was on sale. Dang.
Yeah, at Marshall's.
Dude, even I feel like so that's sick. Like a thing. Do you want to open a salon? You were able to kind of see like how much things cost on a small scale, because it's going to be times a lot more when you open a salon.
Mm-hmm. You know, no, for sure. And I feel like that's where it's kind of hard for people, because I don't know. I've seen a lot of people like on TikTok or like social media and stuff saying like, oh, these salon owners, like the commission, blah, 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 blah. Uh-huh. I actually saw one. Brian sent it to me. Like, he just saw where this person was like on the streets asking people like, oh, how much do you make? What's your job? You know, blah, blah, blah. And this girl came and she was like, oh, I only, I make, she was a hairstylist. I don't remember how much she made, but she was like, she was like, I'm commissioned, that's why. And she's like, oh, well, how much is your commission? And she's like, oh, 50-50. And then she's like, oh, you should, like, how do you say it? Like, ask for more or whatever.
Ask for a larger commission cut. Uh-huh.
And I was like, actually, I feel like 50-50 is pretty even. Because I feel like a lot of people do 40-60.
Mm-hmm. Until you hit a cap. Right?
We'll be
like, oh, and then after you make this amount of money, then it's 50-50.
Yes. So to me, I was like, that's actually pretty good, like 50-50. But I always say, like, it's hard. It's hard to say because obviously every salon's going to be different on how much they, like, spend on overhead and everything. But I think coming in, like, as a new stylist, you hear 40%. You're like, I'm only getting 40% of what I make. Mm-hmm. But, like, and I've told you, sometimes I do get the urge of just being like, let me just go to commission salon because my life would be so much easier.
I think that people forget. Like, what is it? Rental seems like, oh, they make so much money.
Yeah, but like, well, like I said, like the whole ChatGPT thing, like realistically, I am only keeping half of it anyways after. Mm-hmm. But on top of that, like, okay, yeah, 10%, like, you're not keeping 50-50, but like, one, you already have like your W2. All you have to do is freaking turn in your W-2 when you like do your taxes. So you have that already out. You don't have to pay the person to do your taxes either, because it's, I don't know if W-2, I can write that off.
What? Paying your tax person?
Well, yeah.
Yes, you can.
Oh, well, I don't do that. Well, I just realized.
Now you will, baby. Yeah. And I think it also depends if you have a true commission salon, right? Like,
yes.
If it's like the type of commission that I feel like everybody in LA does,
yeah,
where it's like, oh, we'll give you a little bit more, but you pay your product. That like stuff. That doesn't make sense. It's the product is so expensive.
Yeah.
It's not only like the 10%. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you can find a salon that's real commission, that's buying you product, like that's dope.
Mm-hmm.
Buying your foils. Yeah. Buying all your stuff, that would totally be worth it. I think had I found a commission salon like that, I would be more inclined to stay longer, because it sounds so cool not to have to buy all your stuff.
Yeah, and just be able to go in. I was at a commission salon when I first started, and I did like, there's things I liked and didn't like about the salon,
of course,
but like,
of course.
That's a whole nother story. But
especially when you do extensions, right? You see the subtotal and you're like, damn,
well,
that's how much
I
make.
Extensions at that time. But see, I would work at a commission salon that did extensions if they provided the hair, which granted, I'm like, if you're a commission salon, like, you should be giving your employees everything. Like, the hair should be there. Like, it's not like, oh, you buy it for them. And, you know, that's too much, too. Because then you have to go in and do the math and figure out the, like.
And then you're still getting, like, your tax rate on as a independent contractor, and you're not.
Yeah.
And that's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
But it happens a lot in the salon world. Well, they'll say that you're 1099'd, but you're actually not. Like, they tell you when you have to be at work. They have to tell you what you have to wear, which, like, those are not 1099. That's not true.
Well, that was the thing, kind of, right? With, I feel like actually maybe that's why I shouldn't do it. The new owner from our old salon. Because, okay, I would kind of complain. I had one client come in once, and she was a new client. Like, she had never been there before. This was one of my other clients, like, mom. And she came in and she's like, oh, I see you guys take walk-ins, like, you know. And I was like, yeah, but I usually like to tell people, like,
better to make an appointment.
If you're already in the area, like you're going to 85 or something in the plaza, like, yeah, come in and check, like, no big deal. But like, if you're at home and you're thinking like, oh, let me go and see, like, yeah, I would just call.
Because
I was like, our walk-ins are kind of like, if someone's available, but mm-hmm. if they're not, no one can really take you. Mm-hmm. So I don't want you to like make the drive over here for no reason. And she's like, oh, okay. But then she was also like, but how does that work? Like, no one's in here. And I was like, uh-huh. Yeah, like, I had no idea what to tell her. Yeah.
Because she was right, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's also the reason why I would tell people, like, yeah, just call. Because then they could, like, book it, like, an hour later. The person can come in, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if maybe that's why, now that you say that, like, that's why she did it. Because technically they were 1099s. Yeah. So it was like, she can't really tell them, hey, you have to be in here at these hours. But it's just, but it's a weird system. It doesn't work. Like, because the other,
I feel like a lot of people do it.
Yeah. I feel like it doesn't work. I feel like you either have to be like,
I think in California, you're supposed to, per the law, be all commission or all rental. I don't think you could have a hybrid salon anymore.
Oh, no. Mm-mm. I wasn't sure.
They do it, but I think it's a law.
Yeah. But I just feel like you have to do it the right way, because if not, it realistically, like, it doesn't make sense if you don't do it the right way.
I think it would open. I don't know. What would you do? Commission, I think you could make more money. What is it? Booth rental, I think you can have more freedom.
Yeah, that's the hard
part. Because you don't have to micromanage as much, because everybody's their own individual business. But commission, you have a lot more potential for money, I think, because you have like $350 is all you're going to pay me this whole year, you know, a week or whatever it is. Whereas commission, like, you were paying a lot when you had commission, especially towards the end.
I was.
It hurt.
For the extensions. And it's funny because she didn't have me. Like, I subtracted the hair cost, obviously.
Not everyone will do that. Some places, that's crazy.
I mean, I don't know. I honestly
don't
know.
You don't do a markup, though.
Yeah.
And I know some extension stylists do a markup on hair. So perhaps if you were making money off your hair, that would look different.
That would be different.
But you weren't. You give your hair at cost.
Mm-hmm. So I would just just take it off, and then but I do make a better amount when I do extensions. So yeah, that little for my rent, I was like, what? And that's why I always like when I do my like hair extensions, or like if I have like three or four in 1 week, I'm like, I'm rich,
let's go. Let's go to Javier's.
Yeah. I mean, no, we don't go there. We'd rather go to something. I don't know. Actually, I've only been to Javier's once.
I've never been, actually.
Everyone.
I would like to go, but you'd rather go to a football
I've been
game.
Once, but I didn't eat meat at that time. So I just had like a salad. So it was like that.
The most expensive salad ever.
Sorry, Brian.
Oh, that's funny.
I didn't pay for it.
Oh, that's funny.
No, but actually, when it comes to hair extensions too, that shit's crazy. So I was like, because Bola just did my extensions. So we were talking, we were a little gossiping and stuff. And it's crazy, like, what people, some, not all stylists, but like, what some stylists will do, like, to clients, where I'm like, that's not fair. Like, why would you do that? Like, they'll like mark up the hair like an insane amount. Yeah. And it's like, why? Like, I don't know. It's kind of hard because there's like, I've always said too, like, you know, it's your business, whatever. Like, if you are like going out of your way to like go pick up the hair, like for me, like if I had to go get the hair, I would mark it up because it's like my gas money, my time.
Sure.
Like, there's a certain like level, right? And I always say too, like, well, like the same bottle at a bar, like when you get bottle service, isn't the same price you could buy it at the store. Yeah.
Yes. True.
So like I get that in that aspect, but I think it's like hiding the truth about it, you know, because that's what she was saying. Like she knows like people where they'll like say it's one hair, but it's not that hair, or like they kind of won't tell their client because like, so she works at like the hair shop and she'll be like, oh, the client will come in, like just happen to walk into that store because, you know, it's available for everyone. Like, sure. It's not just stylists. Yeah. Because like where I get my hair, I have to do it online and they ask for my license, everything. Yes. Like it's just for professionals. But the hair
shop, anybody can
But the hair shop, anyone can go to the stores and they won't know it's from that store. Like they'll be like, oh, but I've seen that bag before at the salon, or like, oh, I've seen that bag. And it costs
this much money there.
Yeah. Okay. And that's where it's kind of like,
that is also
like, why would you lie to it though? Lie about it.
Just be honest.
Yeah. And it's like, if you do kind of want to mark it up, I would, and I've talked to a client about it and she's like, it makes sense because we do get a discount at the hair shop. Like, sure. We don't pay the actual price that they sell at retail. So it's like, why don't you just sell it at that price that they would sell it? Because it's already like,
we feel bad, huh?
Yeah, no, I can't. I don't even when I get like discounts and stuff, like I always tell my client, we got a discount.
That's, I guess that goes back to like that one stylist being like money, right? Like,
yeah.
I don't want to make money to what I feel is unethical. Perhaps you feel like, okay.
Yeah.
And that's, if those aren't your morals to do things different than you, like that, I don't think that makes you a bad person.
Yeah.
But some of these people's ethics, you're like, ooh.
Yeah, it's just yeah, should you really?
Yeah, it's kind of giving that? Money hungry.
Yeah.
I hate that. And I think when you hold on to money so tight, like I always think it's like sand, like it just kind of escapes, you know? I don't think that's the same, but you know what I mean? Like you hold on to it so tight sense. It just kinda withers away.
Yeah.
I think when you're like generous and kind with your clients, I think you get it back. And it might be in different ways too. It might just be your clients being like kinder to you.
Yeah.
All your clients are super kind.
I love my clients.
Yeah. And so it could just be that, but I don't know. These people are crazy.
Yeah. It's a.
It's a wild, the wild
crazy,
west.
Crazy, crazy
in the hair world.
It's a wild, wild west in the hair industry. Period.
It really is. It really do be. No,
and everyone knows everyone, which is crazy.
Girl.
Actually, Paola just told me, now that we're in this topic, give you guys a little secret. Hopefully she doesn't get mad at me. No, but I don't know. I don't know names, so no one's names are going to be, you know. But she did tell me that she actually knows someone that was at, so remember that class that we took, the color class that wasn't like super expensive. So
yes,
she
yes.
knew her. So I think someone that Bola works with went to that salon.
Okay.
Worked there for a while. And I believe she's at where we left from now.
Oh, yep. I heard that.
Yeah. But like she's like knows her and that. And I was like, oh shit. And she's like, she says she really likes it there, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh.
I think it's okay. Different now. It looks different.
It does look different. I hope different. Things changed because I feel nothing. It's getting a little crazy. Yeah, I just think for me, like, it's not even about her. It's more like her employees. Like, I hope they're not being
treated I the same that. Way that
we were.
You're like, damn, so, that's mean. No, yeah. Yes, I agree with you.
No, but yeah.
We'll have fun in Mexico, friends.
Thanks.
That's all for today, right?
Yeah. I'm going on my little trip. So, adios.
We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.